From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. In a Twitter message posted early Thursday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Donald Trump has authorized the Jones Act to be waived for Puerto Rico immediately. Amy Katz has the details.
Late Wednesday, Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello asked the White House for a temporary waiver of the Jones Act. Formerly known as the Merchant Marine Act of 1920, requires all ships traveling from American coast to American coast to be U.S. ships, even if they are not the most readily available. But getting aid to Puerto Rico isn't the only problem. Officials predict it will take months to completely restore reliable electricity, affecting medical treatment, running water, and air conditioning in tropical heat. Amy Katz, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis has paid an unannounced visit to Doha, Qatar. He met with the nation's emir and defense minister. The meetings were held at the Al Udeid Air Base. The visit comes after President Donald Trump said earlier this month he was willing to act as a mediator to resolve the months-long dispute between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's elections. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to certain users. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. This is VOA News.